The plan would cut aid to all Kansas school districts by 0.5% and take funding from other areas of the budget. That money, about $40 million total, would be redistributed to poorer school districts to reduce property tax disparities. Republican Representative Ron Reichman says the plan can prevent schools from closing.
Anytime you have a compromise situation, you negotiate. You can't get 100% of what you want. The courts put in a position they were going to close schools. That unifies all of us.
Democratic Representative Kathy Wolf Moore is concerned that cutting school districts as part of the plan could lead the state Supreme Court to reject it.
I hate to even say that out loud too much because I don't want to promote that idea. I want this to pass muster, but my fear is that it won't.
Both the House and Senate are planning to vote on the proposal later today. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.